Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. If you have your Bibles, you'll want to turn them at this time to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. We're studying a series of lessons on the history that is in the Bible. We've studied the reign of Saul and the reign of David. And now we're going to be studying the reign of Solomon. In doing this, we're going to be using as our guide a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of March 23rd, 1924. And I'll be getting to these Sunday school lessons in just a moment. Before I do, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And I want to make special mention that on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock, we are gathered together for what we are calling the Community Heart-to-Heart Bible Studies. And that is, we're taking the Bible study materials that we send out to the community all the way from Biola to McMinnville, every post office box and every mailbox, the publication, house-to-house, heart-to-heart. And it has been received so well that we thought we'd open this up to the community, and anyone that has one of those lessons can bring that with them. And we're going to be discussing the Bible studies that are found therein as we go through our classes on Wednesday evening. And you are certainly welcome to attend. We do this, well, because we love you. We know the Word of God will bless you. We know the study of God's Word will fill the longings of your soul. And so we send this material out, and now we're discussing it in class because it is such rich material. You can come and participate in the class as you please, or you can just come and listen and see how we are doing this and discussing this. You will be our welcome guest. And so think about doing that tonight, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Now let's get to our Sunday school lessons. As we were coming to the end of the Sunday school lesson about the reign of David, there are at the end of this lesson attached two little poems, and I think it would be worthy to read them. The first one reads like this: O mothers, will you longer give your sons to feed the awful hunger of the guns? What is the worth of all these battle drums if from the field the loved one never comes? What are all these loud hosannas to the brave if all your share is in some forgotten grave? And then this: If I could only surely know that all these things that tire me so were noticed by the Lord, the pang that cuts me like a knife, the noise, the weariness, the strife, what peace it would afford. I wonder if he really shares in all my little human cares, this mighty King of Kings, if he who guides through boundless space each blazing planet in its place can have the condescending grace to mind these petty things. It seems to me, if sure of this, blent with each ill would come such bliss that I might covet pain. Dear Lord, my heart hath not a doubt that thou dost compass me about with sympathy divine. Thy love for me, once crucified, is not the one to leave my side, but waiteth ever to divide each care of mine. Isn't that beautiful? You know, we have so many comforts and blessings in the Lord that this world cannot conceive. And if they could only stop and listen to the story of the love of God, they would all want to gather together to honor Him, to worship Him, and to be one of His. But now let's turn to our new Sunday school lesson. The Reign of Solomon. The text is 2 Chronicles chapter 1. This is verses 7 through 12. There's going to be another text in 1 Kings in just a moment. But first, 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 7 through 12. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast shown great loving kindness unto David my father, and hast made me king in his stead. Now, Jehovah God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor life of them that hate thee, neither hast thou asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had been before thee, neither shall there be any after thee the like. Now the second text is from 1 Kings chapter 11, and this is verses 6 through 11. And Solomon did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, and went not fully after Jehovah as David his father. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the mount that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, and the abomination of the children of Ammon. And so did he for all his foreign wives, who burnt incense and sacrificed to their gods. And Jehovah was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned away from Jehovah, the God of Israel, who had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he kept not that which Jehovah commanded. Therefore Jehovah said unto Solomon, Forasmuch as this is done of thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes which I have commanded thee, I will surely rend the kingdom from thee, and give it to thy servant. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge. And for the devotional reading, we're going to read the 45th Psalm. Let me check that. Yes, the 45th Psalm. And has this inscription. For the chief musician set to Shoshanim, a psalm of the sons of Korah, Maskell, a song of loves. Psalm 45. My heart overfloweth in a godly manner. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O mighty one, thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride on prosperously, because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp. The peoples fall under thee. They are in the heart of the king's enemies. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of equity is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made thee glad. King's daughters are among thy honorable women, and thy right hand doth stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. so will the king desire thy beauty. For he is thy lord, and reverence thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. The rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter within the palace is all glorious. Her clothing is inwrought with gold. She shall be led into the king in broidered work. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought into thee. With gladness and rejoicing they shall be led. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou shalt make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people give thee thanks forever and ever. We begin this lesson on the reign of Solomon with a few geographical notes. One is about Gibeon. It was a city about 6 miles north of Jerusalem. It was a royal city, and according to Joshua 10 in verse 2, it was greater than Ai. Its inhabitants had deceived Joshua in Joshua chapter 9, thinking they'd come from a long way off. And therefore Joshua, without checking things out as he should, granted them permission to remain in the land. These inhabitants, though, became bondsmen, according to Joshua 9 in verse 23, bondsmen to the children of Israel. It was there at Gibeon that Joshua had defeated 5 kings, according to Joshua 10 in verse 16. It was also there that Solomon prayed for wisdom in 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 5. And the tabernacle was there for a time, according to 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 39, and 1 Chronicles 21 and verse 29. It was a hill, or a famous high place. Hills and groves were used by Jews and heathens as places of sacrifice. The high place was a hill or a raised place for idols or for the tabernacle and for the altar of God. The Israelites were commanded to offer their sacrifices at the door of the tent of meeting. David had placed Zadok at Gibeon for this purpose in 1 Chronicles 16, 39 through 42. And now we want to turn to the reign of Solomon and call attention to David's dying words to Solomon. These are beautiful words that need to be studied in their fullness. We read them in 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, where it says, "Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I am going the way of all earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of Jehovah thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his ordinances, and his testimonies, according to all that is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that Jehovah may establish his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel." I love the way David said to Solomon, to show thyself a man, to be strong, and to show thyself a man. And here we have a very biblical definition of manhood. A man is one who humbles himself before God and walks in God's ways and keeps God's statutes and God's commandments and God's ordinances and God's testimony as it is written. We need to teach that to our young men so that they'll know how to be men in God's sight. It cannot be too well understood upon what conditions God promised to bless Solomon and to perpetuate his kingdom. He must serve God with a perfect heart and a willing mind. If he sought God, God would be found of him. But if he forgot God, God would cast him forth forever. God does not choose and bless his people unconditionally, with no reference to fitness and character. The time of the beginning of Solomon's reign is placed at B.C. 10:15. We'll continue this study next class.